Welcome to episode I don't remember. I should have looked at it beforehand. That's okay. But this episode, we have a friend of mine, and this is my first time saying your name, Billy Skeet, which sounds like a skateboarder's name. Can you also bring the phone closer? So the end of your phone is like the microphone. So I meant, are you able? Yeah, you can either. You can either bring your neck towards it or bring the phone closer almost.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, we'll hold it.
If that's fine for you. And then we can kind of move it around, like you can do this. Okay, so Billy, you, for the people that don't know, you're, I was going to say English, but everybody's English. You're from England, which is a made-up place. Mm. Where in England?
I'm currently in Sheffield, which is kind of like slap bang in the middle of England. Everyone's like, I know England. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, London. And I'm like, no, I'm up north. So I'm from the north of England, yeah.
You said you're currently there. So are you not there for... So does that mean that's not your permanent residence? Or
we moved here like, what, three years ago now? Before that, I lived further up north, and then I was born down south. Used to live in Germany.
Your arms must be tired.
Yeah, we've done a lot. We've done a lot, and then over Christmas, I'm 5'3", 5'4". But you know, on a good day, like if I wake up from bed on a good day, I'm 5'4". You know,
I've never understood what does on a good day even mean. So on a bad day, you're a different height.
yeah, literally. So if I'm feeling good about myself, my spine grows. Like my spine does grow. I don't know if it's a spine or legs. But also, I don't know. You guys, obviously in America, you have Nike. Nike, you know, the shoes.
Oh, Nike. Yeah. Nike. I thought you were really close to saying like a lesbian slang.
No. Yeah, the store. You have the store.
We can cut that out if you want.
You got it. We'll go again. So, yeah, in America, you guys have Nike, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. They sell a range called Nike Air. And with Nike Air, the soles of those shoes are a good 3 inch. Like, they're bigger than most men, you know.
In general, they're bigger than most tall men.
No, most men's fallacies, to be fair. They're good. And these shoes have been, I mean, the sole savior of my life, because they add about 3 inches to my height because of just that bit at the bottom.
So you said how tall are you? Without the shoes?
Without the shoes?
On a good day.
On a good day, we're pushing 5'3.5".
5'3.5". Okay. Yeah. That's not that bad. I feel like everybody always asks, like, do I like being tall? And for the most part, yes. But like, I want to travel more. Like, that's a new hobby I want to do. Mm-hmm. And on the planes, I hate it so much.
I can imagine. This is fair. I was literally on a plane last week when I was flying. And even with my legs, I was struggling. I had a kid in the back, and he was, It was weird. At first, it was like a massage. I was just getting doof, 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 straight in the back, and I was kind of like, my head was going. And I was a bit like, you know, it's a massage. It's a treat. Like, I get a bad back now and again. So I was like, yeah, but we was like an hour deep, and I was just like, come on. I was like, I'm either getting kicked off this plane or I'm going to prison. Like, someone's leaving this plane, someone's not leaving this plane. And if it's me or a kid, you know.
There's a joke that I want to say, but I don't know how much you want to what
say it.
By the way, anything we can cut out because nothing is. I mean, all of this is in real time, obviously. But like when I'm editing it, I can cut it all. But it's also just a stupid joke. But I'm just saying, did that from that massage? Did you get a happy ending?
Wow, it's from the mother or
from the one that the child? I guess I don't know. Whoever. It's also a in the moment joke. Like I prefaced it by saying I want to say this, and that was ruining the timing of it. Whatever.
You set it up, but you needed to follow through. And to quote back on you, happy ending, I followed through. I'm a mile high club. But that's a different story. That wasn't from the kid. Thank you.
I noticed beforehand that we both, I've never been diagnosed. I self-diagnosed myself with like ADHD. Yeah. And you even mentioned beforehand that you also have ADHD. But I've noticed that more when I'm doing a script. Like if I'm writing a script, you mentioned that you were writing one, or?
Yeah. I'm currently writing one, a little project. I'm very in, because being from Yorkshire, I'm very proud of like representing my accent. Because obviously you think of Britain, again, like I said, everyone, London, hey, top of the morning, rah, rah, rah. You know, that sort of, that Britishness. And that's, for me, that's not what Britain is. You know, there's different parts of Britain.
Your version of regular Britain and Americans' version of Britain is the same thing, what we just say, top of the morning. Hey, top of the morning.
I mean, that's Ireland, I think. Yeah, that's Ireland.
Oh, it's Ireland? That's Ireland. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, that's Ireland. That's Leprechaun. Top of the morning, yeah.
Can you do a British accent? Oh, under the sea. No, that's not it.
doesn't quite. But yeah, so I mean, I'm recently writing that, so that's in the works. I mean, I don't know where it will go. Hopefully, we'll put a team together. But yeah, that's about a little comedy. It's a group or a gang, as such, but bringing more of a human side to it. And they basically stood outside this massive house. They're about to do a heist, and they're just having this argument. And yeah, and then they go inside the house. They end up tackling one of the prison guards, or the guards as such. And one guy then throws up because he's so nervous. He throws up onto the guard, and they've tied him up. And then they're like, "Will you just shut him friggin' up?" And then
wait, these are scenes that you're over his face. These are scenes that you're for sure going to be in the script, because a lot of times when I'll advertise a script, I'll say something, and then later on I'll be like, actually, I don't even like that scene.
No, this is concrete. This is what this was. This is, that's the main. That's the
That's the client. Rising act. No.
Yeah.
What? No. What's not rising action? The fuck. What's it called? Not climax. It's the thing that starts everything else. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know the pre clause.
I guess maybe it's the rising action.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck, it's never mind.
Bit. It's the bit. You're edging. You're getting there. It's a oh. And before you get there, oh. It's the, you know, it's the ooh, isn't it?
It's the ooh. is the script trying to be like a feature or like a short film?
I want, this is the thing, I'm trying to edge more into TV, because my first short film, the first short film I did it as, again, just an ADHD moment. I think it was literally 3 o'clock, at night, well, morning, night for me, because I'm only insomnia, I write at night. This is the thing,
if no one knew you had ADHD then, would they definitely know now, where they're like, day night, what the fuck, daytime. No, it's my time. It might have been daytime.
Is my night? Wait.
You want to take
normal
two on that?
Normal people's nighttime. Yeah, normal people's nighttime's my daytime. I'm not a day person.
I'm not normal. I'm built different.
Night. No, I'm built different.
I'm a night owl as well.
Yeah. I'm more productive. But yeah, no, it was 3 a.m. And this, it's AM, isn't it? AM, PM, yeah. Post, yeah, AM. 3 a.m. God. Just tell the story, man. It was 3 a.m. And something on my roof. I was in my
Wait, 3 a.m. yesterday?
No. This was 3 years ago. Let me set the scene.
Wait, oh, this was when you came up with your script?
The original script.
Okay, because we got it. Yeah. We went all over the place for a second.
You're going to have to bring me back. Bring me back to reality. Bring me down. Bring it up. Right. Let me set the scene. It's a cold night. Late December. There's a wind. You know.
Jack You're just Frost quoting is... a Stephen King's book at this point, dude.
Jack Frost is just... He's not nibbling, but he's tickling. Tickling your toes. He's not quite there.
It's tiddly.
It's spooky. It's in there. And then suddenly... Something on the roof fell off. I don't know what it was, but in my head, I was like, we're in a brick house. Because it sounds so stupid.
Now it sounds like a Three Little Pigs rhyme.
Yeah.
You're like, my buddy was in the hay house. I was in a brick house.
My buddy, he was in the hay house, and I was stringing on the pigs. No.
That's your little pig's nursery rhyme.
That is. Yeah,
just about to bunch of sodas. It's a metaphor for racism. We get it.
Wow. Yeah. And then it hit. Yeah. So I was like, in Britain, we have a lot of red brick houses. And then I had this brain. I don't even know why. I just had this brainwave of this TV series called Bricks. And then it was at the time my friend was like really struggling with like drug abuse, and whatnot. And I was like, this scenario just popped into my head. And I just started writing, and I didn't stop. I kid you not, I did not stop for about 3 days. I had about 20 minutes sleep in between, and I just went into this frenzy of just writing.
Dude, I love that.
About 3 days later, I came. I stank of shit. I needed a shave. I looked like the Elephant Man, but I had the script.
This is just a 3-day difference. This is not
free. Oh, yeah. This, no, but what you've got to remember, this is 3 days of hyperfocus. Like, anyone who doesn't know what hyperfocus is, think of just like, I don't know, you know, when you're on a fairground and you go up to the top and you drop, and that is the only thing you're in, you're just in that moment there, and you're dropping down and you're loving life and you're just,
yeah,
everything. There's nothing but that one thing. And then suddenly the ride stops, your hair's up in the air because of the wind, and you're just like, boom, slap back to reality, and you're like, what? That did happen. I lived a new life, and came out looking like the Grinch.
I'm the same when it came to my script, because I finished one, and it was the longest script that I've done, and I was in the same position as you, where like I woke up, like I would stay up late, and then I would wake up at like 6 or 7 a.m. to continue writing. The only time I would take a break is to go to the bathroom or eat, jump back on. And
even then.
Yeah, or even then. Mm. Wait, even then you are eating and writing?
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes it would get to like 6 o'clock, and I'd be like, shit, I've not eaten.
Oh, and yeah, that like, too.
You know? And then, I'm not going to say I didn't, but there was definitely a bottle of something on the side. That was yellow at one point. No, I'm joking. It wasn't that bad.
It was a very Jack Nicholson shining moment moment for you, where you like took a shot, tried to kill your wife.
Here's Johnny.
But I felt bad because as I was writing it, I was visiting my hometown, Kansas, and my little brother, I remember this specifically, my little brother who was like 6, I think. I actually don't know. But he was hanging out. He wanted to hang out with me as I was writing my script. And I go, I'm busy. But it's weird because when you, as a writer, when you say you're busy, a lot of times when you're not typing, you're just kind of like thinking.
I don't know for you, but for me, I'm in my head. I'm just sat there on a chair watching. And like
watching?
Yeah, just watching the scene like unravel.
Yeah.
These characters are speaking. Don't get me wrong. These characters aren't around me. They're not telling me like, kill yourself, take it down, die, burn, you know,
kill your wife.
it's just the characters' voices speaking to each other, and they just play out in there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, you know? But in doing that, you're outside. So inside, there's a lot going on. But if someone were to see you from an outside point of view, you're doing nothing.
Literally, you're just sat there like, like if it comes to outside, it's you've got a bit of dribble down your left cheek or something, and you're just sat there like.
And I do that a lot too, and it's weird because my brother, he wanted to watch like the Scream franchise or like the newest Scream movie, he's 7. I let him watch it because when I growing up, I think my very first scary movies, no, the very first 3 movies I ever watched as a child was 3 scary movies. So in my mind, I'm like, it's not going to do a lot to this guy's mind. Also,
that's,
like,
that's trauma. That there is trauma. you grow up desensitized.
Probably
brainwashing nation.
But I also feel like if you constantly tell kids not to do something, then that will boil up in them, and they will have that effect on like something else. So like if they say like, hey, don't watch this movie because it there's a lot of killing in it, they might go up and be like, well, now I want to go to my high school and buy you know the rest of the joke.
You got it.
So,
yeah.
So he wanted. Yeah, he wanted to watch.
There's a fine line in them.
He wanted to watch the scary movie, and he goes, "Do you want to? Can you watch it with me?" Because he was a little bit scared. And I go, "I'm just gonna be in the other room. I'm pretty busy right now." And then I sat down in my room, and I just went. I just like stood or sat there with nothingness in my face, and he kept saying like. Gregory, the movie's scary. Can you watch it with me? And I go, I'm busy. And
no, I'm busy, bitch.
I'm not moving at all. But I finally finished it. What were you gonna say?
But in that, like you said, in the head, and that, I mean, that's ADHD as well, with like dysfunction and the paralysis of just sitting there with that racing head, but in all honesty, not actually doing a whole lot of a nothing.
Yeah. Can I ask what you do for work?
Yeah, so I do a mixture. So I finished uni, doing my drama degree, and then went straight into working at a children's park. I basically work in the Yorkshire version of Disneyland.
No way.
Yeah. It was a lot less amazing and underwhelming and more kind of cigarettes on the floor. But you
what's your position in that? Because you said it's kind of like Disneyland. Does that mean this is going to be a dumb question?
So
I might have missed you. What your position already was. Mm-hmm. Are you like in a costume?
Yeah, so I'm an entertainer. I did the hosting, and then I was in the costume. I was Julie Mouse as well as Gully Mouse.
You were two mouses?
I was two mouses. I was a mouse, a dinosaur. I was a unicorn, a pirate, a cowboy. And all these things have different voices too.
Do you have a like a big head to put on top of your head so no one can see?
Yeah. So there's different sizes, but I mean the 44 cats. If anyone see them on Netflix, I was a 44 cat. I was the blue one. I can't remember what that one is, but yeah, I was the blue one. And these head things are massive. Like I remember once I was in the Hungry Caterpillar and I fell over, and I'm not gonna lie, I fell straight on a kid. And this kid was about four, and they just got crushed. They got crushed into the Hungry Caterpillar.
And then he started massaging you, and then there was a happy ending, and then we all get callbacks.
We all get callbacks to the auditions, that was probably one of the best years of my life, doing like almost like mascot work, because you can get away with so much. Like Julie Mouse would run, and she'd just be doing like, she'd be running onto the picnic tables, and you jump on the picnic table and you'd steal like sandwiches, and you'd just like be throwing it at kids' faces and stuff. And like,
that's part of the character?
Yeah, it's just like to cause general chaos.
That's so cool.
And then we had the evening. Oh, there was this one time on evening. So me and my best friend, it's not incriminating, but like if my work found out, I don't know if I'd be able to go back. Let's put it that way. There was a sweetie store.
Wait. Do you or your friends still work at this job?
No. So I finished. Oh. So I
talk seasonal shit all you want then.
Yeah. To answer your question, I do seasonal performing work. So I'm going to be in Lapland, with Santa being one of his little elves, which is cool. But
I've heard about that.
Yeah, so we was doing the evening, and we went and got these lollipops as prizes. And we was just if you want to use the modern day slang, we was yeeting these lollipops. They were flying.
You said yeeting these lollipops.
Yeeting these lollipops, man.
You said it with a Y. Yeeting these lollipops.
Because there is no better way to explain it than with Y. Anyway, but yeah, we was throwing these lollipops out into these sea of kids, and you know, like do you guys have seagulls, right? Or pigeons?
Yeah, we got seagulls.
The rats. You have the rats of the sky too.
Yeah, we got seagulls. We got bagels. We got another goal. Another example.
We got life goals too.
Oh, there we go. Fuck,
there
I should
go.
Be part of that.
But yeah, if you throw a piece of bread out, they just swarm, don't they? They come from all things. They just like spawn out of nowhere.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you were throwing the lollipops, like hitting them, but you're just throwing them.
We
so
was.
They can... Oh,
we was.
Okay.
We was throwing them into the middle of this dance floor, and kids were like crawling out of tables. Kids were like, parents were just chucking kids onto this dance floor for free lollipops. And we were trying, and then kids were like, it was like World War III out there. Like, kids were getting gunned down by these lollipops. Like, doof, doof. It didn't stop.
Oh, that's so good.
We had a big tub that we stole and that we took out, and we was just throwing it. Because at this point, we was like, they need us more than we need them. Like, there was about four of us, and we all done 10-hour shifts, and it was like, there's no way that they can get rid of us. We're immortal at this point. And we was just throwing these lollipops out. And this kid, you know, like, as a kid, when your knee slide, the best feeling ever, this kid ran from one end of the theater, and it was quite a big theater, to the other, knee slided, and he, from, I'm going to say, eyebrows up on the corner of the table, doof. The kid was out cold. He just hit his head.
No way! Because
he had such a run-up, knee slid, bang, straight into the side of the table. He was out cold.
I'm imagining him sliding. So let me get, so to paint the picture, he was sliding on his knees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sliding on his knees. And what style?
Crazy frog style.
Crazy frog style. Yeah. And as he's sliding, his forehead hits, what does he hit?
A table.
So as he's still sliding, he passed out?
Passed out kid, like on a conveyor belt.
Like.
So he slid, hit the table, and took the impact, and then bang, straight backwards, neck on the floor.
Oh,
gone. Dude. I don't even know how to describe it. Just like a bag of jelly. You get a bag of jelly and drop it, and it just sort of wiggles and flops. Like, you know, a fish would flap.
Yeah.
But no, this was if you got the fish, smacked it on the side, and then just dropped it on the floor. It just flopped.
Does that mean he was kneeling and then he went back? So as he was going back, as he passed out, his back was hitting the floor and his knees were still out. So it's like a flexible kind of thing.
Yeah. He like just buckled, but the wrong way.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was picturing. Holy shit.
It was like, you know, do you guys have IKEA? Do you have IKEA too?
Yeah, we got IKEA.
Yeah, you know, flat pack furniture.
We got IKEA, we got bagels, we got seagulls, we got the other thing.
Yeah, you know, flat pack furniture. He turned himself into flat pack furniture. Like, he folded. The kid folded.
He fucking folded, dude. Yeah. He was like do you ever go fishing and you bring those fold chairs?
Yes. The quick way when you can just, like, those things, you just whip them out.
Yeah. We're talking about chairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
We got the chairs.
That was the incriminating thing you mentioned, or was there more to it?
Oh, there's so many things. So the other thing is, you're not allowed to speak, because it ruins the magic. It's supposed to be a mouse that, you know, mice don't speak English.
Wait, I thought you said when you're in the costume, though, you have different voices.
So these are the characters. In the costumes, you can't. So the cowboy and the thing.
Got it.
So yeah. And we used to play a game called Sharon. Sharon. So the person.
Oh, sharing.
Yeah, no, Sharon.
Showering?
Sharon? Sharon, the name, Sharon.
Oh, Sharon.
Yeah. Sharon. Yeah. And what we used to do is, because obviously Jilly Mouse is a girl mouse, and because of my height, I would play the girl mouse. Mm-hmm. So we used to walk about with, I guess, carers or, like, person looking after us. And me and my friend, we used to play this game called Sharon. And all you used to do is go, Sharon, as loud as you possibly can. And people would turn around. And obviously all they see is this female mouse. And then they just hear this deep, booming voice come from this female mouse. And the parents are just a bit like, did that come from the mouse? Like, said that. Like,
do you also, once you do it, do you also look around? Pretending that you weren't doing it.
Yeah, you're kind of a bit like, you're in this massive, massive, like, costume with hands and feet, and yeah, it was crazy.
But I can imagine do you also say Sharon, and then when people turn around to you, you turn around
the nobody? Karen, like, that was the idea. Like, oh, who's that, Julie? I don't know. but that was, yeah, we had some.
I want to know what happened to that kid.
The kid? Oh, so his parents were...
The folded kid. They unfolded him.
Yeah, they kind of unfolded him.
kind of.
Got the instruction manual out and put him back together. Kind of sat him down. We apologized, gave them free tickets, and kind of just put a band-aid on his head. And then the show ends. You know, he kind of just like high-five his forehead with a band-aid. There you are, Petal. And that was that, really. We gave them some free tickets, and we said, please don't say anything again. We then went downstairs and deleted the camera footage of this kid just fully plunging himself into a table.
I want to make sure. I don't know even know if we said the name of the place. I guess if you're, are you going back to this job at all now?
Who knows? Who knows?
What I don't think so anymore.
I don't think so anymore. No, I mean, we was invincible at that place. There was this one. Oh, the other thing we did was shows. This is probably, I'd say, one of the funniest stories from there, I guess. So we was doing this
is from, for clarification, this is for this is from Lapland?
No, this is from the same job. This is the entertainment job at Yorkshire's Disneyland. I guess that's the best way to describe it. It's got like fairground rides from like 30 years old that they've bought on a market and then just put in there and been like, we've got a new ride.
Oh, it's my gosh, rickety. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's like rickety and there's like what they call bolts and stuff falling out of it. But they're like, yeah, health and safety, you know.
You're just like, it's part of the new ride.
It's part of the vibe. What can I say? So we did pantomimes and shows and I was playing the baddie. I basically look like Lord Farquaad, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah, I was the baddie, and for the script writer for this place they was talented. Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
They were like actually someone famous.
No, they was bad.
Oh, I thought you said talented, but you said
it's yeah
in quotations.
Quote me there. Oh, don't quote me there.
Either way, leave the quotes in. Leave the quotes out.
They go out. So I had a costume change from a ghost to Lord Farquaad. Let's just call him Lord Farquaad because that's what it was.
Was there a time limit on the costume change? Like how fast you had to do it?
10 seconds.
No way.
Yeah, I had to go down the stairs. So let me kind of pay. It was a big ship. It was like a pirate ship stage.
Yeah.
And there was a mask and all this art. And then on left, you had like stage left, stage right, and both had a little finger stairs. I was in what was literally a bed sheet from, I don't even know where they got it from. It was just a bed sheet from like, I guess you guys would get it from Walmart. And they cut holes in it. Like this thing.
A basic sheet.
Yeah, just a basic bed sheet with two holes cut out. It looked like a clan member, not gonna lie.
I was gonna say the only comparison I'm comparing it to is that scene in Django where they're talking about the holes in the mask.
Yeah, it was like that. Okay, it was 100% that. It was borderline. It was on the edge, but it was a ghost. But I had to come on as the ghost when the lightning strike. That was my cue. And I walked up the stairs, stood on the end of the sheet, pulled the sheet over my face and couldn't see anything. And that's just I'm on the stage. I've been on the stage thousands of times, like loads of times, like throughout the summer and all that. Like I knew the stage fairly well. And I was doing it blind. And I was walking all over the stage. And then I had to come off the stage to take it off to do the costume change to come back up. I couldn't find the stairs.
The stairs to backstage?
The stairs to come backstage to take it off that I come up on and slipped it over my face. So I was just walking into the wall. You know, like NPC style? I was just walking back and forth into the wall. And the thing is, I was about, I'm going to say a meter away from the stairs. I was literally a meter. You watch it on the video, I'm just there, like, bashing in and out of this, like, proper just raw dog in this side.
So I'm imagining you're hitting the wall and you're like, oh, okay, maybe the door is there. Let me try again. And you keep just trying to the same exact place?
Not the same exact place. There was a little bit of movement, but I'm really disorientated at this point. I hit my head off the wall trying to dart through it, and then I'm trying to, like, inch by inch. I'm like, I know it's here somewhere. It's here somewhere. I just can't see it because of this sheet that's over my face because I nearly fell over and headbutt the stage on the way in. And then I'm just bashing this thing, like really jackhammering this wall, trying to get through somewhere. And then I hear the second lightning strike, because it's literally, what, 10, 5 minutes? Like,
the second lightning strike is when you're supposed to come in as the other character?
As the thing. So it goes, you run on stage, do a little loop, and go, woo, run off, come off. And in my head, the lightning strike went off, and I was like, that's the cue, what do I do? So I rip this costume off. and we've loved Fatqua underneath and just go, it was me all along. Everyone's just looking at me, like, pissing themselves laughing. And I'm just like, you're not going to say your line? Okay, here we go. And then I'm like, I did a Scooby-Doo. Everyone was kind of, I was trying to save this production.
So
I was like, I did a Scooby-Doo on you. It's you, me.
You did the change on stage.
I did the change on stage. In half of the Lord Farquaad suit. Hopefully, there was enough of the costume on that it wasn't too revealing, but it kind of didn't have the shorts. So I had the shorts, but not like the shorts that covered the rest of my legs.
Okay.
So I had Lord Farquaad with these two little hairy stick legs sticking out the bottom and just kind of when it was me all along, I did a Scooby-Doo.
Do you remember the audience's reaction if there was
They
one?
Was confused. They was a bit, you know, that moment where it's even in Shrek and there's that sound effect where it's like, whoa.
That
did happen. They was a bit like, I don't think. That is supposed. I think the leg shocked a lot of people.
Did you get any notes from the people that were also in that little production thing?
They said I did well. They was like, you covered it well. And then we all went and watched the security footage, and it's just me in a literal bed sheet, just running at a wall, for 10 seconds, and then just whipping it off.
Oh, I would love to see that. The whipping it off the sheet. The sheet. Just to be clear.
Whipping the sheets off.
You said you went to, you told me this before, but you mentioned it again in this episode where you went to drama, you finished drama school, acting school.
Yeah, so I went to University of Huddersfield to do drama. I did my BAs. And if I'm honest, it wasn't for me. I don't drink wine. I don't drink wine and I don't eat cheese and wear a kebab. This sounds stupid, but these were the people that the UK art scene's very, and this isn't, you know, this is their niche. I don't want to shit on the niche. It's just not me.
For some reason, when you said I didn't do it for me, I imagined, I didn't want to say it, but I'm like, oh, you must have did it for your pants. And then I was going to ask that, but you were like, I don't eat cheese.
So I don't eat cheese, okay.
There were so many steps that we missed.
But this is the thing, you laughed, but we had first year, I remember it so clearly. I went in and they was like, oh, we're having a party, like a kind of a get-together, whatnot, so you can get to know the second and third years. And I was like, oh, great, I love a party, you know. Let's listen to some songs, have a little bit of a drink, whatnot. We went in and they had cheese and wine. Cheese and wine.
People always say, like, I've seen that in movies, that's a good mix. I've never had that before. No. I like wine, I like cheese. I've never seen that combination before.
And we was talking about arts. I remember someone, I was sat at the back of the class. I was one of them kids. I sat at the back of the class. I was always in and out of school a lot.
Same.
You know, with ADHD. And like, at that point, I didn't know that it was that. But I was always at the back of the class, naughty, whatever you want to say. Cheeky boy. And I was just sad. I was howling, laughing. I was trying not so hard. There was this person for their third year performance doing this performance, if you want to call it that. And again, I don't want to poop on anyone's niche.
On them. So because I got a moment that happened. Well, you don't have to poop on them, but that reminded me of a moment that I pooped on someone. Well, someone just pooped, not actually, this is a metaphor, but during an acting scene that I'll remember, but continue yours.
I went on a night out where someone did poop in a bucket once.
Oh shit. Okay.
It was weird. We will come on to that story in a minute. but yeah, they did the reverse of blackface where they was white. They was white, painted themselves white.
Okay.
So it was double white. It was weird. And
did they hold on? Was this an actual white face, or were they trying to be someone else? And in your eyes, it was white face. Like, was it actual?
In
white
my
face?
Eyes, I was looking at this like, what the fuck is actually going on?
Their costume or character that they were doing?
It was a white sheet again. No, it was a white t-shirt, black leggings, kind of vibe. And they was just rolling around the stage. At one point, they reached up really high onto their tiptoes, and it went silent. And there was this hush. It went silent. And then suddenly, they ran towards the audience and just kind of went, and started to dramatic. And have you ever played Wink Murder?
No.
So Wink Murder, Mafia is another one.
Oh, Mafia. Yeah, I play Mafia.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing. So you have to, Wink Murder is one. You'll be in a circle. Someone's a murderer. When you have to look at that person, you have a detective. And the murderer winks at people and they have to dramatically die.
Yeah.
And then the detective has to think. So if you've ever played that game, you give your, when you get winked at, you give your all, you know.
For the people that are not shy, like, I give it my all for sure.
Yeah.
I put so
that's
much...
your moment.
But I feel like for when people say give it your all, their idea, at least for kids or like when I went to school playing this game, they would just yell, and that's their version of giving it all. I would just take my time falling down.
I'm going to depressively die.
Yeah. I want to do it slow enough that everybody sees, but I don't want to get their attention by yelling. I would just make some faces. And they're like, oh, he's dying. And then I would just commit.
No. He's orgasming. Okay. But yeah, no, so they did that and it ended. And everyone just stood up and clapped and cheered. And I was like, I've missed something here. I remember talking to them after and being like, did you put acid in our drink? Like, I don't want to come off as a, I guess in American terms, jackass. But I'm going to be a jackass here. What?
Did you say anything or were you just not?
Yeah, I asked them a question. I was like, I don't want to sound like a knob, you know. I was like, I'm gonna be blah. I don't want to sound like an idiot, but what was that? What was that?
That's so funny.
Their response was, well, you see, what was, yeah, that was a, how can I describe it? It was a piece of art. And it came to me once, and I just really wanted to embody what it would mean to metamorphically die. I can remember it so clearly, and just thinking, what? Like in my head just went, bah.
When I was in acting school, I also went to school for acting as well, but I only had an AA. Well, I went to film school. I went to Columbia College Hollywood, which is like a private little film school in California. And
I bet you sniffed cocaine.
No, I actually didn't until I finished that. The very first time I did, I've had two opportunities to do coke during college, and I said no just because I didn't like the people I was with. But there was a kind of like the acting scene that you gave, and you were just like, what the fuck was that? There was a scene like that in acting class where we had to write our own monologues. And my friend at the time, he wrote a monologue about him wanting to be a wrestler, and we would do this monologue almost every week, and we would just do it differently and try to get notes of how like we would do it. And I think the final week he did it, part of his monologue is that he calls his mom. So on his last time he did this monologue, he actually called his mom. We can hear his mom's voice, but his acting was not good. So in my mind, after the end of his scene, all of these students gave notes, and they were just like, I really like how you used your actual mom in this. And the teacher was like, yeah, that was really good too. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, but your acting was still shit.
I think this is the problem. And this is, I had a conversation with one of my lecturers about it, being like, this is a problem when you make something creative academic.
Say that again?
Yes. When you make something creative academic. I was like, I've just watched pure shit. I was like, but because they can say, because they can give their way of being like, it was this, they met the marks and they got amazing marks for it. And I was like, but Ooh, who's behind you? You know? It's your uncle. You know?
I love how most of the voices you do is like, what's his name? Fuck, what's from Family Guy, the old man.
Sweet.
Yeah, Gregory. That guy.
Gregory, welcome to my podcast, boy.
I fucking can't do that. I can do voices, but I fucking can't do that one.
Herbert.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
You mentioned ADHD and possibly autism and what was it? Neurodivergent?
Yeah.
Are you diagnosed with anything?
Yes, I got my ADHD diagnosis. Wah, wah. I don't know why I said wah, wah. It was a life-changing moment.
That's an ADHD thing for sure.
It was...
it's one of those things, too, where, like, when you
two
have...
2 years ago now.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Mm.
Happy anniversary.
Wee-hee.
I think an ADHD thing does come with, when you're talking about something serious, you have to find a little silliness to it.
You've got to just go, bam. You have to have those little toot horn moments. Not for yourself. Yeah. You don't toot your own horn. You physically make the sound of a tooting horn. You'll go, yeah, and last night I was in a dark place.
I'm going to put your YouTube. You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I do.
Send me the link via anything, and I will put it in the description of this episode. We're going to get going, but is there anything you want to plug?
Anything I want to plug? I'm gonna plug happiness. I'm gonna plug happiness into the butt of people. No, I'm joking. Follow me on Instagram, BillyBoy_98. That's where I post most of my stuff.
I'll also put your Instagram in the description of the episode as well.
Yeah. You know, before we get going, would you like the poop in the bucket story?
Oh, fuck, yes.
The poop.
Totally forgot about
store.
This, yes. It wasn't you, it was someone else?
No, it was someone else. Okay, I'm going to keep it quick.
Okay.
And you can bring me back down to earth if you need. It was okay. A cold December. No, I'm joking. Basically, it was uni, second year. Someone was tripping balls on acid, and they was outside. They was screaming. And I went outside, and I was like, hey, what's wrong? Group of friends. It was all freaking out, and I got them inside, got him to calm down and whatnot. And then someone in attacked. That's not the story. That's just the what they call the pre-sequel. And someone pulled up in a taxi and said, oh, hey, do you know where Braceley Woods is? And that was a woods near my accommodation. And I was like, no, but I can Google for you. I was like, why? And they was like, we're going to a rave. I was like, ooh. And then they was like, yeah, do you want to come? And I was like, I mean, I'm not doing anything tonight, so yeah. And we was walking, I'm going to say for a good 2 hours, down into these woods. And we was following these glow sticks all the way down. And
were these glow sticks connected to someone, or was it just glow sticks in the woods?
So they were glow sticks on the floor that led you to the middle of the forest.
Oh, got it.
And when we got there, it was this big fire, and someone was like, oh, I need a wee. And then someone turned around to him, oh, there's a bucket. I was like, what? And this guy, but he didn't just turn around so casually. This guy had, you could see into the windows of his soul through his eyes. They was bigger than the moon. And he just turned around and go, there's a bucket. And his face was just... he wasn't on this planet. Like, there was nothing on this planet. He just turned around. That's a bucket.
He's only known one thing in life, and that's the bucket.
Which led me now to looking back to it to think that was his bucket. we went over.
He's been waiting for his entire life for someone to finally use the bucket, and he got so excited.
So we went over, and there was a big. And when I say big, I'm talking like. You know how you get like fun size Mars bars?
Yeah.
They're like the small ones.
Yeah.
And then you get the dual size, and then king you get size. The king size, and then you get the extra king size.
Never got an extra king size.
Yeah. Put shit. Two extra king size together. it came out the bucket.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was crazy. And then we was
So
there.
Wait, if it came out of, hold on, we gotta pause. If it came out of the bucket, so they were sitting on the bucket?
Mm-hmm.
And it came out of the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
So as they were basically the butt was the lid. You can see the king size gooing out.
I didn't watch it, but all I can think is it was definitely a split moment of coming out, but also going back in.
How big was this bucket? How many feet? Like 2 feet, 3 feet? Most buckets are like 2 feet.
It was a feet and a half.
Jeez Louise! But
this was King Kong's finger. this one just like a cute little cheeky. I need a poo. Ooh, you know.
And then it was more than that little cute. I need a poo.
I think so.
It was. I feel. Yeah. When you say I need a poo, it's like very quick. But when you're like, I need to take a shit.
If we're in the middle of the forest in this really dingy rave thing, it's kind of like I'm a fairy. No, you're not. You just don't care. But okay.
That's so good.
Yeah. It was there for about an hour.
Pooping for an hour.
No, the music was on for an hour.
Okay.
And then the generator set on fire. And then
Jesus Christ.
We left, luckily. And then about 2-3 hours later, my friend was in a different dimension, to say the least.
The same friend who was taking a dump?
No, this was a different friend. and I was like the only, obviously I drank a few like, couple of like beers and stuff, but I was the only one there in that sense sober, and I was dragging these what you can describe as trying to think of a word that would be kind of
like the Three Stooges.
Yeah, in a way it was like looking after children.
Okay.
Yeah.
The person that took a dump in the bucket, do you know what they wiped with?
I don't know. All we got from him all night was, there's a bucket, and then he went back to staring at the tree. I don't know what he saw on the tree, but there was something.
I feel like that's like the Zodiac Killer. That's a mystery that would never be solved.
Yeah. And then about a week later, a local newspaper, we found out there was a mass stabbing in the woods.
At the same woods you guys were at?
Mm-hmm. At this thing, because one of the local gang, like in the UK, I know you have it similar, slightly different, but in the UK we have a lot of like gang related violence, which is sad.
But you guys have knives. America has guns. Mm-hmm. You guys are much cooler.
It's changed now. So it's like definitely down in London. Gang related violence is going up, sadly.
But that guy, the guy who was killing people in the woods, he was interviewed and he was just like, so dude, someone took a shit in my bucket. So I was just in a vengeful situation.
Heaven forbid. I want to know if that bucket guy's safe. because apparently one of the local gangs kind of came in and
took him away,
which is scary.
Jesus.
And we just skimmed that, but I want to know if Bucket Man's safe. You know,
are you still friends with him?
I didn't know it. It's the first time I ever met him. Three other friends from uni literally met someone who pulled up outside our accommodation in a taxi and we said, do you know where this woods are we're going, do you want to come? And we was like, sure, why not. 2 hours later we're there and there was like, I need a wee, and I was like, there's a bucket.
So Bucket Man, if you're listening, we hope you're okay.
Mm-hmm, we do, because there was casualties.
Is it a boat? Is it a plane? No, it's Bucket Man.
His
superpower is dumping shit on his enemies.
And he has a machete in his head. You know. It's scary.
That's a good story to end on.
It is. It's fun. It's been fun, dude.
It was good. I missed you, so it was good talking to you. I'll put your Instagram in the episode description, your YouTube. Anything else? Do you have anything coming up, or you're just chilling?
Right now, just chilling, writing. Few little things. I do have a premiere at the local theatre.
Ooh!
Seeing how we did, that's cool. Part of Skies North Writing. So that was a good opportunity. Went down, did that. And that gets played at the local theatre.
Wait, it's going to get played or it did get played?
It's going to. Yeah, that's
on. What's the date?
October the 16th.
Okay. I'm going to release this episode tomorrow. So whoever's listening, maybe they'll get an opportunity to come see your thing.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Rotherham Civic, if you're listening from the UK.
Yeah. So your message to this episode was happiness? That was it?
Forcing happiness up the butt of people.
Forcing them inside the butt. All right. We're going to end it there. But thank you guys for listening to this episode. Yeah. Okay. You want to say bye and then I'll say bye? Or how? I never know how to end episodes and it pisses me off.
Nah, you need to sign off. You need to sign off.
All right. So I'll do a sign off. Did you ever see the Simpsons movie?
Yes.
Remember the part where he gets smashed on the dome? There's a guy who wants to go in and out. No. Glass is falling, and the cop is like, wow, I'm surprised nobody got hit. And then it cuts to someone who got smashed. And do you remember what he says?
Nope.
He goes, goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah, the doctor.
Yeah, that's the last thing I'm going to say. So, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.